So this is the Soccer Nomad Podcast. I'm your host, Austin Long. You can follow me on Twitter at AustinLong1974. And make sure to check out the Soccer Nomad blog at soccernomad.wordpress.com. Follow and subscribe to the podcast on Podomatic or on iTunes. Just search Soccer Nomad. I appreciate all feedback, so please leave a rating and review. On this episode, we're going to talk Arsenal kits. Join me is my brother, Sam. Sam was my first ever podcast interview. 4 years later, here we are, so thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, I was going to say, the first one we recorded was in our parents' closet, and now we're in a resort in Destin, Florida, so it's quite an upgrade. You've really come a long way, so I'm glad to be a part of it.
So I'm having Sam on because he's a big Arsenal fan, so let's start with your first Arsenal shirt.
Okay, so it was the 2008-10 home kit, and it was the one with the red all the way out that had the white stripe on the sleeves. And the story behind it was I was in Florida, actually, with my wife. We were on vacation, and we were going through one of the mini flea markets, and there was a little booth with all these jerseys, and I said, "Do you have an Arsenal one?" And the guy says, "Oh, sure," and he pulls one out, and I said, "Do you have an extra large?" "No, just the large. That's all we have." So I said, but it was $10, so I said, "Okay." So then I take it out of the bag, and it is the worst knockoff ever. It's made of this awful polyester blend that does not breathe at all. It has a Nike swoosh on it, I think. No, actually it doesn't. It doesn't even have the Nike swoosh on it. And it's a complete knockoff. And even the letters, the Fly Emirates, are like that, press-on bubble stuff. It's like raised off the fabric. It's not even a press-on. Anyway, so it's terrible. But, you know, it was $10. It was the first one I happened to get. I don't have a particular love for that design. That's just the one I got.
Yeah, talking about the design real quick, I think this one bugs me in the same way the current, at least the Puma home shirts have bugged me, in that I'm a big believer that the chest should be red and the sleeves should be white, and they should not, once the sort of red crosses into the white or vice versa, it really bugs me. But that's just my thing. One thing I noticed getting ready for this is that the there's sort of a darker red accent going down the torso and down the sleeves, which is a nice touch. I guess I'd never really noticed that before. Anything else about the shirt?
No, other than my daughter wears it when she wants to wear an Arsenal jersey. It's a little too small for me, really, and like I said, it does not breathe, and I hate it, but it's my first one.
Right. So getting ready for the podcast, I did a little research into Arsenal kits. I was struck by how there have only been really two designs for their home shirt in the club's entire history. So there's the red shirt, which was used from 1886 until Herbert Chapman's sort of revamp in 1933. And then, of course, the red shirt with white sleeves that has pretty much been known as Arsenal ever since. There was a brief period in the mid-60s, like 1965, 1967, when they went back to an all-red shirt. I've heard a couple of people talk about that. But anyway, in terms of how the red shirt with white sleeves came about, there's two stories. I guess there's one where, Chapman knows a supporter in the stands wearing a red sleeveless sweater over a white shirt. And then the other version is that he was playing golf and he saw a person wearing it on the golf course, and he says, I want to make that the new jersey. So be that as it may, there's some excellent resources on historical football shirts, Wikipedia. One source that we're really going to talk about during this podcast is a book. It was written by James Elkin and Simon Shakeshaft. It's called The Arsenal Shirt, Iconic Match Shirts Worn from the History of the Gunners. It's an amazing resource. I've heard his nickname is Shaky, but I've heard him on the Design Football podcast. I'm going to put that link in the show notes as well. But it's an amazing resource. It has text and pictures. And we actually, they were kind enough to shoot us a description of the 1982 away shirt, the green and blue, that I'm sure we'll talk about at some point. But anyway, that's The Arsenal Shirt by James Elkin and Simon Shakeshaft. So we will definitely talk about that. One other thing I want to mention real quick in terms of history is the red current shirt that was used for the last season at Highbury. There's been some sort of, right. Yeah, you know, about that.
My information is based on the historical kids website, where they say it's a bunch of crap. So basically what they say is they have this supposedly one picture where there's this darker red shirt from the 1800s. And as easily suggested is, that's not the actual color. That's because they had crappy picture technology, and it just looks dark red, when in reality it should have been the bright red, has always been the bright red. And so they're basing all these red currents on this one picture. And like I said, the historical kids people say, no, it was always bright red.
Right. Another source that I really enjoy is Picking Up the Threads, The Colors of World Football by John Chandler. He does an evolution about the red kit. So it starts with Nottingham Forest. And from Nottingham Forest, it goes to Arsenal. So mm-hmm. this is sort of this, there's a couple Nottingham Forest players playing for Arsenal. They need a shirt. So Nottingham Forest, I guess, helped them out. And that started the red thing. And then, like you said, there's this picture where the red looks darker, but because of the technology and whatnot. So anyway, so you have Arsenal in red. They impact Charlton Athletic. The red current design actually somehow impacts Sparta Prague in Czechoslovakia. And then there's Atletico Independiente in Argentina. So then Arsenal becomes the red shirt with white sleeves, which then in turn influences Rotherham United, AC Braga, Platinum Stars, which is, I think, in South Africa, if I remember correctly, and Beckram Arsenal in Ghana. So anyway, so it's just really interesting how there's several of these like charts in the book. So let's talk about your current collection, what you got right now.
I would say two or three of the shirts have been given to me, which has been very nice. So I'll start with oldest to newest. So the oldest one is the 07-08 away, the Herbert Chapman special edition. You gave that to me, which I'm very happy about. It's white with sort of the red current trim. And my particular one has sort of embossing, embossing is not the right word, but like it's undertone written paragraphs about the history of Herbert Chapman and all of these sorts of things. And so I like that one quite a bit. And then I have the 07-08 third, which is the navy blue and one called red current or maroon horizontal stripes, long sleeve. You also gave it to me. I think someone gave it to you, and you're like, I don't want this thing. I'm like, yes, this is the greatest thing ever. So I love that. It's got the collar. It's long sleeve. I enjoy that quite a bit. Even if I don't think the colors are exactly right, I still like the jersey. And then the 08-10 home, like I said, that was my first one. And then in 14-15, I found GoGoalShop.com. This is not a plug for them, but that's where I get most of my jerseys because they do an amazing job of knocking off the original thing. So I got the 14-15 home and I got the 14-15 away. I believe my wife got me the 14-15 away at like a Ross. If you go into Ross, you'll never know what you'll find from Arsenal to who knows what. So she got me that one. It's got the diagonal stripes. Again, colors, not crazy about it, but we'll probably get to that later. But it was thoughtful on her part. And then I have the 15-16 home and the 15-16 away. The home was the pretty standard one, but the away was the gold with the embossed diamond with the navy blue sleeves. And that's one of my favorite jerseys that I have, actually. And so I have those jerseys. I've got a couple of training tops, and then I've got a pair of white shorts and navy blue shorts to go with it, and the blue socks from the 15-16 away kit as well. So that's what I'm sitting at right now. One thing I wanted to bring up that I think is kind of interesting is in the past, there's a reason why my kit collection starts in the recent history. Because growing up, if you wanted a jersey, what did you have to do? We're talking the 90s, before the internet. You had to know somebody in England and send them $100 and hope it came, right? That's how you could get a jersey. And we didn't have that money. We didn't have that interest. So now, with the rise of the Asian knockoff market, you can get any jersey you want for under $30, and it's pretty amazing. So it's a lot easier to get things. So I don't have a lot of older jerseys because I didn't really start collecting till recently for those factors.
So. Yeah. So in terms of that is, with the dawn of the internet, well, before that was the catalog, so Eurosport.
Yeah.
And then, but you could flip through and like you said, they were kind of pricey and depending on our points in our life, that may or may not have been worth it. But, with the internet and then there was Subside Sports I found. That's one of the first places I found. Now, of course, Classic Football Shirts is really my go-to. I'm trying to backfill my Manchester United collection. But talking about your collection in general, you know, skimming through it, the 07-08 away is one of my favorite Arsenal shirts. It's white, which is they used to use white in their earlier history,
right,
before they kind of switched to the yellow. But that's one of my favorite ones. And then I wrote a post about this. And I'm sure we'll talk about this later, but most of the other shirts I don't like that you have. Anyway, I wanted to focus really quickly on your gold one. I was doing some research for something else, and in 1968, the FA banned navy shirts because they were too similar to the referees' black shirts that they were wearing at the time. So the Gunners wore a yellow and blue combo in November of 1968. That was recalling a previous... who was it? Dennis Hurley talked about on the Design Football podcast. It's sort of a goldish. It was a 1950 FA Cup final, I think. So that's a little bit of the of where the yellow came from. But the gold is harkening back to sort of the yellow way strip of Arsenal, and then all the way back to 1950, the 1950 FA Cup final. So talk about real quick before we move on. What are your thoughts on the Puma? So Puma's been in charge a couple of years, ultra skin tight. But other than that, what are your thoughts on their designs?
They look great on Alexis Sanchez. Less so on me, but that's okay. I've liked what they've done. I don't think it's been terrible. I think they've tried to stay true to things. They haven't totally screwed the pooch like Nike has. We're probably going to talk about third kits down the line. Those are awful. But the home and away are I think they're pretty good. And like I said, I really like the gold one. In fact, I have two gold jerseys. There's one, and the other is the Galatasaray third.
Okay. So favorite Arsenal shirts, either the ones that you have or that you know, we both did a little research before the pod started. So talk about maybe your favorite Arsenal shirts.
So obviously there's the standard one in the late 70s through 80s, the sort of iconic straight red, white sleeves, and just got the cannon on the crest, right? Now, on the one I sent you, it had also the Umbro. And the reason I added that is because I love Umbro. We grew up with Umbro. You remember the days of playing when he had the checkered shorts? Those were Umbro shorts. And I had Umbro goalie gloves, all these sort of things. So that's why I included that. But the Umbro was optional, obviously. But that's the iconic shirt. That's the Arsenal shirt. And, you know, I just love that cannon. Sitting there. So that's my favorite of all time shirt. Also, the 11-12 that they came out with, the anniversary. And the reason I like that one is because, again, it's trying to stay close to the iconic shirt, but it also has that beautiful crest with the leaves. I don't know if we want to talk about those or not.
Well, yeah. So when you showed it to me, I decided to check out a little bit more about the crest because, like you said, it's the anniversary crest. 125th anniversary from Historical Football Kits. It says this features the 15 oak leaves representing the 15 founders of the club who met in the Royal Oak Public House. 15 laurel leaves taken from the 3 penny bits each paid to establish the club and the club's first motto, which is forward. So yeah, it's a great look. There's a little bit of red trim on the sleeves, but I will overlook.
Could have done without that, but what are you gonna do?
But yeah, that's a great look. Any other shirts that you really like?
And also the 88-89 away, which when they won the championship last minute versus Liverpool, the fever pitch jersey, we might call it. And you know, for me, that one's just nice. It's got the old school Adidas logo on it. It's got the stripes on the arms, and it's just and
talk about the color scheme real quick.
So I'm going to talk about this later, but I like the way that it's the standard gold and blue, but it's got the red, you know, red trim in there. And I don't see why that's a problem. I mean, that's nice. It's understated, and it sort of fleshes out the yellow stripes on the arms even, and even around the JVC. Like, it's great. You're working in the sponsor in a good way. I've heard you talk about this in other podcasts. Like, you have this one color scheme jersey, and then you've got the sponsor's logo, which is completely clashing. And so they avoided that in this instance. So I love that jersey just because of the look, but also for what it stands for and the history bound up in it.
Yeah, in terms of away kits, it is a pretty nice one. We will talk about some of the Adidas versions later, but this is a nice looking kit. Again, like you said, it's the yellow. It's more of the yellow, not the gold. Mm-hmm. But the navy blue really works. It's got a wrapped V-neck collar as well, so that's a nice look. One thing that I want to talk about real quick. So you've got these shirts. You got these shirts that you like. You got the shirts that you own. You got these shirts that you really like. Is there like a unicorn? I mean, is the 1970s with the Canon your unicorn, or maybe you have some other ones that, like, if you could get a hold of them, you would do it?
Definitely the 60-70s one with the Canon. I'd love to get a hold of one of those. I know they exist. I mean, I'm probably never going to have an original. At some point, I'll get some sort of a knockoff, but that would be great. Also, the 03-04, I'd love the Invincibles jersey with, you know, Henri on the back. Love one of those. I don't know if you want to talk about the actual design, but it's pretty standard. It's got the big 02 on it, but it's got the red with the white sleeves, a little bit of white trim down below the ribs. And, you know, that's the jersey I would like for what it stands for. You know, again, the historical significance of that. The design, it's fine. It's not awful. It's not, I don't think, super great, but it's pretty good. A couple others, and these are all away, you know, just bizarre jerseys that I kind of, until I did a little bit of research, didn't even know existed. So the 9-10 away, it's nice. It's more like just what I'd wear going golfing. It's a nice polo. It's blue with stripe, you know, very subtle light blue stripes.
Yeah, so navy blue with very, like you say, very thin, mm-hmm. very almost imperceptible
vertical stripes.
Vertical, like teal, aqua, that's used on the neck tape and I think on some of the accents.
Yeah.
But yeah, like from far away on TV, you looks great.
Yeah,
but
exactly. Man. Up close, not as close. But that's what I'm saying. On far away, you see it on the player's picture, like, oh, okay. Yeah, up close, it would be less good. But for me, it's kind of an interesting one. Like, I've never seen anyone wearing it around town. I could be that guy.
But
what else? The 98-99 away. Apparently, it was worn once versus Linz. And it's just so beautiful. And it's got that late 90s style. It's kind of it's got the collar. And it's the crest is the old school one before they made the switch over. And so I love that. But it's also the material. It's like it's almost like a satin. And like, yeah, you know, you walk into a game wearing that, you know, you're the man. And again, there's no other than like worn once. I mean, how does that? I don't know how that happens, but that's probably Nike. That's not surprising. So, I mean, I love that. I've never seen it anywhere. It may exist on classic shirts or something, but I've never seen it. And then the 02-03 away, and only because it's so bizarre. You know, Nike
yeah, talk about why it's bizarre.
So you've got the navy blue sleeves on the side, and then in the middle, it's this, like, the 3D maze thing, or the 3D puzzles you can see, and if you blur your eyes, you'll see a shape. That's apparently what it is. It's this weird sort of convalescing of gradients from light to dark, from top to bottom, meeting with the light in the middle. And of course, the O2, right, and smack dab in the middle. It's just bizarre. It's a bizarre look. I'm not sure what they were planning or trying to do. It has nothing to do with Arsenal. It almost reminds me a little bit of the New York City jersey. Is it this year or last year?
This year's away shirt.
Like it's like a raindrop.
Starts curl with a crest, and it sort of does this ripple, like pulse effect.
Yeah, It sort of reminds me of something like that. And again, I just like it because it's so differently bizarre. And by say like it, but you know, it's obviously not very Arsenal-y.
Right.
But anyway. So that's why it's a unicorn. Like, I've never seen it in the wild.
So my favorite navy blue, my favorite Arsenal chain shirt. So I really like the one, the white one with the sort of burgundy, maroon, red currant trim that we talked about. But you talked about the navy blue shirt. My favorite one is the 2000-2002 away shirt. Chain shirt, sort of a European shirt. It was only worn three times. Dennis Hurley, one of the sites he runs is Cork Cities. He does a of their weird European shirts. He gives you the exact games it was worn. It was only worn three times. They had to switch one game at halftime or something. Mm-hmm. But it's basically navy blue. It's got just a hint of yellow trim. The Dreamcast is in yellow across the middle. It's amazing. It's I mean, that's my unicorn shirt for Arsenal. I talked about that with the Atlanta Gooners as well. It's like, that's the one Arsenal shirt I probably would buy if I could find it and afford it. But yeah, so that's a great looking shirt. Navy blue is a great color. But when they use royal blue, that looks pretty good too. Talk about maybe some of your least favorite Arsenal shirts.
Sure. Yeah, happy to talk about that. There's plenty of material here. So I divide this into two categories. Okay. There's a bad design, which makes it a terrible jersey, and there's the terrible colors. So we'll start with bad design. And we'll start with the one that everyone runs to, which is the bruised banana, the 91-93 away. You got this thing, you just have to see it to believe it, that they actually wore this going around and playing in. And so it's yellow base, but it's got these triangular patterns that are bluish, but from far away they do look like just bruises, and they're pretty disgusting. You know, it's just so stupid. I don't know who thought this would be a good idea, but, you know, for the player's perspective, you know, here's this club with all this class and all this history, and, like, here's your crappy away jersey for the year. It's just ugly. I don't know if you remember seeing... When I was in college, I was given a jersey. It was yellow with actual brown spots, like almost like paint stripes. You remember me wearing that? It was ugly, and it was by one of these companies who want you to buy their jerseys for your travel team. And I wore it around as kind of a joke, but they're very similar in that how ugly they are. So anyway, everyone who knows Arsenal knows how ugly those jerseys are, and we don't need to necessarily talk a lot more about that, right? Although I heard on your other podcast, was it when you're doing the Arsenal Gooners the Atlanta Gooners is the most sought after, hard to find jersey?
Yes,
insane.
Yeah,
I mean,
so it Gene talked about it. It does divide opinion. Now there are people who actually like it, and there are people who are actively seeking it and cannot find it. So for me, it's very 90s.
Yes, Zubas, you know, and all the
yeah. Exactly. It's just this thing where, like you said, you have to see it to believe it. But so, what are some other shirts?
So really, the whole 94 to 96, I call it the lightning bolt phase. I mean, I don't know if they're handed down from the top, like we really need to work in more lightning into our jersey designs, but they're awful. And so you look away, the ways and the thirds are just terrible. They've all got some sort of lightning embossing with colors. The most egregious, well, they're all terrible, but... I think the most egregious is the 96 one where they got the terrible colors and like it's a clear lightning bolt right down the middle of the jersey. That's awful. You can't be doing that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be the 95 shirt has the... No, you're right. Okay. So the 95 shirt, I think, has the lightning bolt sort of shadow printed in the yellow. So that, you know, again, like unless you have the actual shirt in front of you, it'd be really hard to see. But like you said, this third shirt, and that is part of Nike introducing the teal, which comes up through the years. So a couple of years later, they have sort of this Monaco version of it where it's half of it's like it's teal and half of it's the navy blue. And then it continues on to the one that you have, which is again, these diagonal bars, and they further complicate it by adding volt trim in these weird places. Again, I wrote a post on the Soccer Nomad blog, the worst Arsenal chain shirts of all time, of the Premier League era. So you can all of my thoughts are there. But so that's sort of the bad design phase, but you also have a wrong color section as well.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, we start off with the 12-13 away Purple Rain. What the heck? It's purple. In what world does that make any sense? Unless you combine the red current, which isn't real, with the blue-ish, and you come up with purple. But it's awful. And, you know, again, those people who have seen it know exactly what I'm talking about. It's purple. It's horizontal stripes even on top of that. And it's just awful. But we can skip out of that. The 82-83 away, it's green. Again, what are we doing here? Green should never be in the color palette. And yet there they are, and they have to deal with this away jersey for, I don't know, the whole year. And I know people talk about it. What is the term for the color? Blue bottle. Blue bottle.
That I still don't understand, but I think that's lost in translation for Americans.
I think that's probably true. Either way, I don't care what you call it. It's still green, and it makes no sense.
So yeah, sort of an emerald green, navy blue sleeves. Yeah, just...
And it's kind of shiny, which I like, if only it were the right colors.
Yeah. So yeah, again, referencing the Arsenal shirt book, and getting ready for this, I saw some stuff on Twitter, like, hey, can someone please explain to me the green shirt? And they were kind enough to send me the page that talks about this specific shirt. In essence, they don't know why it came out green, but it did. They actually said that the players hated it more than even the fans. They talked about several reasons. One, it was hard to see each other in the grass. Like, mm-hmm. So you got green shirt on a field of green. And they also didn't like how it got darker the more they swept. Sure. There's a perspiration issue. But yeah, they couldn't see each other. There was a game, I guess, at the Dell in Southampton's old stadium that they really, it really became an issue. So anyway, it's a very interesting shirt. Again, like you say, it sticks out like a sore thumb from other Arsenal shirts. I mean, the purple is the same way. It's a one-off. It is what it is. Do you have any other shirts that...
A couple more. I mean, I could go all night, but... So there's the 15 to 16 third. So the base color is what? Blackish navy, dark navy blue.
According to Footy Headlines, the color is anthracite.
Okay, that's black. I've seen a guy wear it as black. Okay? So that's... I don't have a problem with black jerseys because a lot of times those look awesome. But it's what follows. You have a white stripe, a teal stripe, and I'm not sure if it's tan or gold. I mean, what the crap?
Yeah.
It makes no sense at all. You know, if it had been maybe thrown on some red... Maybe if it had been like... white and blue and red and yellow, I get it, but this one makes no sense, and it doesn't represent Arsenal at all. Yeah. And the design is just awful.
So when JR and I did the podcast, the kit preview for this mm-hmm. particular season, we spent probably more time than we should have on this particular shirt. Not only does the colors of the stripes do not make sense, they are twisted around the torso. And then they only go halfway up the shirt.
Right.
It's very confusing. The only thing that is amazing about this shirt is the monochromatic gold badge.
Yes.
Is that...
Looks great.
Is amazing.
Yeah, it looks great.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Last one more.
Okay.
So the last one that I can't stand is this year's 16-17 third. Again, navy blue, which is not terrible, except we threw on the neon green, yellow trim Volt business. Now... From my understanding, that color was made specifically for safety vests, not soccer jerseys. And yet here it is on our kit. And sadly, it's the one my son likes the most. So we're going through, I'm like, oh, look at all these new jerseys. Like, oh, I love that one. So I ended up buying him that, much to my chagrin. But, you know, anything to get him interested in soccer. So, yeah, it's terrible. The colors are awful. And if I can speak to colors... For me, the color palette should be four colors, red, white, blue, yellow. And I understand straying, maybe throwing a gold every now and then instead of the yellow, but that's the color palette. And you can do amazing things with those four colors, I think. So if you look at a couple different ones, so look at the 04, 05 away. It's blue, it's got gold, yellowish gold, it's got red, and it's got the white. It's fantastic. And even going back to the Fever Pitch jersey, the 88-89, it's got three of the four. I guess you could probably find white on there if you look close enough. But, you know, so this is what we're talking about. And I know that it's the third kit. They feel they can do whatever they want with it. But, I mean, it's just a money grab, and I don't appreciate that. I would rather see red and white, blue and yellow, and then the third being a mix of all four. That's what I would prefer, but again, I'm not in corporate, so I don't have those sort of that sort of power.
Right. Okay, so anything else about Arsenal kits that you want to talk about or touch on real quick?
This may have application across the board, but so we live in America where they're always wearing throwback jerseys. So you think of the Pittsburgh Steelers, they wear the Bumblebee, or all these teams... Every once in a while, we'll just throw in a throwback jersey. Why don't they do that? And I'm thinking, you don't have to, you know, you could save it for, like, the quarterfinals of the EFL, the Capital One Cup / Carling Cup, whatever, you know, whatever it's going to be next year. Like, maybe all the teams that are still there left in the quarters or semis, maybe they wear throwbacks. I mean, I would just like to see more of that. I mean, wouldn't it be awesome if they came out in that iconic red with the white with just the cannon on it? I mean, even if you throw on the Puma swoosh, you know, or whatever, it's fine. Do it. And I'd love to see it. And I don't know why they don't. Because from a marketing standpoint, they would make a ton of cash, right? I mean, wouldn't everyone gobble those up?
That's a great idea. I totally agree. I don't know why they don't. They do a reissue as the closest they've come, but they've never actually worn them that I'm aware of. So I'm sure, you know, Jay or the guys at Football Attic or John Devlin or somebody will correct me or provide the information. The only thing I can think of is West Ham did this one-off Tim's Ironwork all navy blue. We talked about in the kit preview, but the best way,
right.
Betway is a navy blue. You can barely see it, and the they had the old school West Ham crest, and even the whoever the manufacturer is now, I'm blanking. I think it's Umbro, is in navy blue. You can barely see it. It's an excellent idea. I don't know, again, especially one-off where you make it incredibly hard to get, would make it really good. What's the one we like from Celtic? Celtic's 125th anniversary. The white with the tenants is in white, and it's got the old Celtic cross or whatever. Yeah, yeah. That's got historical reference. I don't know if it's an exact replica of one of their old ones. But yeah, that's a great suggestion.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe when, you know, Arsenal plays Manchester United for the whatever year or something like that, if they both wore some throwbacks, I think that'd be nice.
The only other one I can think of is 2008, Manchester United played Manchester City for the 50th anniversary of the Munich air disaster.
Yeah.
They both wore the shirts from 1958.
See, that's a great idea.
And Manchester United had all red with a white V-neck, deep V-neck, white shorts, black socks. Manchester City's was all, I think they wore all sky blue. But yes, now you say that, and I remember that game. Now I know exactly what you're talking about. It's even a better idea.
Thank you. I like to help. I mean, there's so much rich history. You think they could find some reason to come out with something?
Well, and they like making more kits.
Exactly.
That's why, yeah. All right. Well, let's leave it there. I just want to mention a couple of resources that really helped us with getting ready for this podcast and for kit nerds in general. Obviously, you got to start with historical football kits. You know, they have like every jersey of, they have an image of every jersey of every English, Scottish, World Cup, Euros. I mean, it's an amazing resource. So that's historicalkits.co.uk. Design Football Podcast, which Jay hosts. They have a couple Arsenal-specific podcasts. They had Shaky on, I think it's episode 14, and they had Dennis Hurley on. That's one of the most recent ones, episode 19, I believe. But that's at acast.com, just search the Design Football Podcast. Again, one more time for the Arsenal shirt, James Elkin, Simon Shakeshaft. They have amazing pictures. They're all match-worn. They have descriptions, text, pictures. It's really an amazing book.
They're the nicest. It's the nicest put together photos I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
And then one last plug for Museum Jerseys. Right now they're doing the History of Goalkeeper Kits series. I know that's one of the things that he's working on. But he also, for Arsenal specifically, he did a whole post on the Adidas years. So if you really want to deep dive into like the dozen so years or whatever that Adidas had the contract, it's probably longer than that. Manchester United is probably a dozen. Arsenal probably have for longer. But anyway, the Adidas years, that's an excellent excellent post. He also did a post about the long sleeve versus short sleeve, sort of depending on how well you understand Arsenal's jersey selection, it comes down to /the captain/a vote. Mm. And so they all wear the same sleeve. So
Did not know that.
So it became formalized sometime, I want to say in the 60s or 70s, but basically the captain decides if we're wearing long sleeves, we're all wearing long sleeves. Wow. If we're wearing short sleeves, we're all wearing short sleeves. That's something to do with uniformity and visibility, like all looking for the same thing. I don't know. Anyway, Dennis at Museum of Jerseys, Arsenal.com does a great post on that. And then one last thing, we talked a lot about Arsenal away kits. He talks about Arsenal wearing their away kits at home. So it's a really interesting post about sort of why, you know, there's is usually some sort of confluence of events that cannot, you know, referee is throwing a hissy fit, or the kit guy forgot the set, or it just happened that they have to wear their away kits at home, so they don't even get to wear the red at home. Those are all great posts. But anyway, I'm going to put all that in the show notes, so that'll be on the pod episode as well as on the blog, so you can check all those out. There's some really great resources. So Sam, I just want to thank you for taking some time talking about some Arsenal kits. It's really interesting, and you have a great collection. I thank you for taking some time.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been a real pleasure.
Thanks for listening to the Soccer Nomad podcast. Let me know what you think by commenting on the Podomatic page or giving the show a review and rating on iTunes. And help me spread the word by sharing this podcast with a fellow soccer fan. You can follow me on Twitter at AustinLong1974, and please visit my blog, soccernomad.wordpress.com, for posts on kits, memories, and more. Thanks again.